All right, we're going to get started. So we'll start off with the Jackie Coleman set. These are tunes that some of the very first tunes that I ever learned to play on the accordion, once I got reasonably good at it. And I recorded these on my Come to Dance CD a few years ago. And they're lovely, lovely tunes.
Thank you.
I went into the concert reel. Sorry. Okay, everybody. Yeah. Okay. All right. What are we gonna do now? I think we're gonna do hornpipes instead of jigs for a change. I always go reels, jigs. This time I'm gonna go reels, hornpipes. Why not? So we'll do Off to California, Plains of Boyle, and the Pole Half Penny. I think that's how I have it set up. So, I think the Pole Half Penny was one of the first, if not the first tune in the tune learning. So, right, Off to California. Thank you. you have it. I think I'll get through it. I haven't played it in a while myself, so here we go. Sorry. Got it eventually. Hopefully you did too.
Yeah, it's nice to play that one again.
That's lovely, a great tune.
Lovely tune.
What was that?
It's a lovely tune.
Oh, it is. It's lovely.
Yeah, lovely tune.
It'd be better if I could remember the bloody thing. All right, so we're going to go to the slip jigs. And these are tunes that I recorded on my Pride of Wexford album back in 1974. I mean, I still play them. I just did them on the Catskills concert. I did them with Mike McGoldrick and Pauline Keneally and Dave Curley and Colin Farrell. We played it together for that Catskills benefit concert. So Hunting the Hare, The Swaggering, and Hardiman the Fiddler. I never even touched her. All right, here we go. Thank you. Love those tunes. Just
those
such
great
slip jigs. All right.
So I got a question, John.
Yeah.
About those wonderful D tunes that alternate between the C sharp and the C natural. I'm pretty sure that they're considered D mixolydian, but sometimes I hear people's referring to D modal tunes. How would you clue a backup guitar player what the hell key that is? Would you call it D mix or D modal?
I would be the wrong person to give that answer. I tell you, okay, who could give that answer? Paul DeGray, if he's not in bed.
I'll watch the chat for any
Alina
comments.
And Michael are very good at that kind of stuff. I have no theory whatsoever in my training. So I mean, I use these notes in front of me just so I can remember how the tune starts for the most part. A couple of them, like the pole halfpenny, I'm not that familiar with it because I haven't played it in a while. So, but okay, I really don't have the answer to that.
Okay, well, Alina has already chimed in, so we're waiting for more opinions. So, groupthink. That's good input.
Yes, I think it's very, very good and a good question. So I'm glad somebody could answer for you.
Me too. Thanks.
All right. Let's go back to another favorite set of mine. We did a record, Fermoy Lassies and the Reconciliation and the Galway Rambler. And I think most of these tunes, these reels, most, not all of them, but most of them, we haven't done before. So I don't remember ever doing the Fermoy Lassies before. But I could be wrong. It's not, I didn't print it. If I just decided to print everything today, whether I knew it or not, because at least it gives me a sense when I go to my book what we've done. So that's Fermoy Lassies. Reconciliation. Galway Rambler. So
thank you.
just scratch my nose. I'm sorry. It's just driving me crazy. So we'll do the Galway Rambler. I'm sorry I had to stop. The allergies are really bad this year, and so I just got an itchy nose there for a second. So I apologize for having to stop. All right, let's take a look at these jigs that I got here. Lovely. All right. So let's do the Paddy Taylor set with the mist-covered mountain and the rolling waves. I think I got three tunes there. I actually don't have my set list in front of me, but I'm pretty sure I did those three tunes together on that list. So. I probably learned that from Paddy himself. Paddy wrote that. Paddy Taylor, a great flute player and a lovely man. So, the second one, and all right, here we go. So, let me know if my tempo is okay or not okay. You know, I'm. Those reels are really hard. Those other reels, I was focused on trying to keep them not too fast because they're very easy. They're really raucous reels, so it's very hard to play them slow. But anyway, so. Thank you. fun playing those tunes.
Those are great.
They're really great, great, great tunes. All right, so I figured we'd change things up a little bit, and I want to keep it going because, you know, we're going to finish at 5:30 tonight. So I got my MRI tomorrow, results tomorrow. My back is bothering me a little bit, but we'll do O'Carolan's Concerto. How about Bill? How are you? Good to see you. Glad you can make it.
Good to see you, John. Hope your MRI results are, you know, learn something important.
Yeah, well, we'll keep our fingers crossed and see what happens. So lots of people just came on board here. So Lisa and Kathy, how are you, Kathy? And Sharon, good to see you. Jay, Linda Mann, flowers for me, Linda? Is that what they are? You got the flowers on there in front of you there. So Howard, good to see you, buddy. And Jim, Alan, darling, I got your message, so we will chat, okay? And David, good to see you. Patrick, and you know, you got to change your name from, you're not, your name is not Irish, you know. You can't. As my friend Myron Bretholz would say, oy vey already yet, you know. So, Brenda, how are you? And we got Claire's iPhone, and I think that's BL. I'm not sure who BL is. Aaron Brooks. All right. Now I've said hello to everybody. Did I say hello to you, Jay? All right. I feel much better when I say hello to everybody. So we'll do O'Carolan's Concerto.
Thank you.
That's a great tune, isn't it? I say that after every tune, I think. But they're all great.
That's definitely one of my favorite O'Carolan tunes. That's a great one.
It's a brilliant, brilliant piece of music. All right. Let's see. So let's go to... let's go back to Reels. Wait, no, we'll go back to Jigs. Let me... All right, so we're going to do Jimmy Ward's The Leitrim Fancy and Katie's Fancy. So I'm doing what I said I wouldn't do again, but I like Katie's Fancy. I'm not that familiar with the tune, so I'll try my best not to screw it up. But Jimmy Ward's. Lovely tune. It's a beautiful tune. All right. She's hooting and hollering. It's an uncontrollable woman sometimes. Here we go.
Thank you.
Sorry. This is really different. Right, we have to throw that out. I'm sorry. I tried and I failed again. But, you know, God loves a trier. My father used to say that to me all the time. God loves a trier.
I think we were all flummoxed.
Yeah. I was probably flummoxed and stomached and all kinds of stuff. All right. Apologies. So, Farrell O'Garrett, what did, and Trim the Velvet, and the ships are sailing. That's the third one. Okay, so those are the three. Thank you. Lovely tunes. All right, so I've got to make a few announcements as I realize it's 5 o'clock, after 5 o'clock my time already. So, of course, I'm speaking to the converted here as usual. I got a late start on getting the word out. Well, I shouldn't say a late start, but a late push this week. I've had it on the website and Facebook, I think, for a little while. But we have the McCarthy family. Coming up Saturday. Some of you have already signed up, and I appreciate that. Look forward to seeing you, and I'm sure the McCarthy family would look forward to seeing you too. If you're not familiar with them, you can read their bio. They're definitely an iconic family, I think, in the traditional Irish music world. Their father was a great friend of mine and really good to me as a kid. Fabulous musician, piper, concertina player. But Tommy Jr. Is the guy that built and owns and operates the Burren in Somerville in Massachusetts. And that's an iconic place for music in Boston. I know that kind of overusing that word a little bit, but it really is. It's the place to go. And there's a couple other places. He took a chance a number of years ago, and opening this bar, and it just worked out well for him. And they've had some incredible music there in their back room series, and in the front bar they have the session. So please get the word out. Help me get the word out this week, and see if we can get people signed up for that. And we're going to be taking a little break because I'm leaving next Friday. A week from Friday I'm leaving. We're doing the session next, the slow session. So I was thinking about this. My timing in the recording studio is over at 6 East Coast time, and so I could potentially do the slow session from my hotel room a week from Wednesday. So I'm going to try. If it doesn't work, I guess we'll find out, right? So I'm going to set up a few more Wednesdays on Zoom if you guys are into it. And of course, I say this all the time, but very few of you actually respond to this, believe it or not. So if you have tune suggestions or ideas that you want, ways that I can maybe improve this, please feel free to let me know. And I can either say yes or no. I'm a big boy. I'm not afraid to say no. And if I'm happy to do it, if you feel like I need to do something to make this better for everybody. Don't forget, spread the word about the tune learning. We don't have a lot of people on the tune learning yet, which is kind of, I don't know if it's too early, time frame. But just get the word out and let people come. I haven't picked a tune yet. I'll talk to Michael and we'll get that out to you as soon as possible. You can do Miss Monahan. You guys be into that? Let me know.
Sure.
Right. So you want to give me a show of hands for the people that are here at least to do the tune learning? No hands available. Okay. All right, forget that idea. You guys are worse than kindergartners.
How about Monahan's jig?
No. I don't know it, and it's not my favorite. It's not a great box tune. So I know it's a very popular tune, but to be honest with you, Yvette, I don't actually play it. And I'm already
Michael made me think of it, and I've been working on it for years, and I would like to have worked
it. It's a beautiful tune for fiddle players.
What about the ash plant?
I could do that. So why don't you do this? Send me your suggestions.
Okay.
And, you know, winner takes all kind of thing, right? So I can't be more diplomatic than that. So all you have to do is take 2 seconds, type. You don't have to write me a big message. Don't feel obligated. John, you know, we love you. You don't have to go through all that stuff, right? I know you do already, but...
Have we done any hornpipes in slow learning? I'm forgetting if we have.
Yeah, we have.
Okay. Yeah. Any slow pipes?
We just did Spilenda Fiddler a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, right, of course.
Yeah. And also, you know, I've got a lot of stuff coming up. We've got the O'Flaherty's Irish Retreat I'm teaching. Swan and O, I'll be teaching. Swan and O, I do the session class, if anybody's interested. And also, I'm going to be at Milwaukee, if anybody's geographically near there or wants to go. I'll be at the Milwaukee Irish Festival playing. You going to go, Marilyn?
Yes, we are, Frank's. Buying the tickets.
All right. Well, we'll have 2 dancers that I know of anyway.
Well, are they actually going to have dancing? Anyway.
We're playing for the dancing.
Super.
Yeah. So that'd be great. And then, of course, my trip to Ireland in May. All right. So just, you know, Michael's got all that stuff.
May? Did it move to May?
Oh, sorry, March. That's okay. Thank you, Karen. I'm meeting with the neurologist at 7:45 in the morning. So we hope to get all this stuff sorted out. I wish I was kidding about that, but I am. And then tomorrow I'm going to the neurosurgeon to get the results of my MRI. So we'll keep saying a few prayers and hope we can get all this crap sorted out. So I want to keep playing as long as I can. That's all I can say. All right. Anything else? Did I miss anything, Michael? Okay, great. Thank you. All right. So we'll go back to the slip jigs. So let's do, we got time here. So we could do Kid on the Mountain, or we could do the other two. Redikins and the White Mountain.
I don't know have you played Kid on the Mountain before in one of these sessions?
Yeah, I have. We have. Yeah, we can do it now. That's fine.
I'm always happy to do that one.
Some
people get sick of it, but I like it a lot.
I love
that's
that
a great
too.
Tune. It's one of my favorite tunes to play, actually. Okay. Okay.
The
Band, what can you say? That's like just a kick-ass set on their album. All right, let's do Dubs number 9, The Flogging and St. Angelo. How's that? We're getting through a lot of tunes. Oh, yes. So I wanted to ask all of you a favor. Not that I haven't asked for many favors this year, but next Monday, I'm actually going to do the Mondays with John next Monday, but it happens to be my birthday. And so I would love if you would just chime in and say hello on Monday. And so the way the algorithms work for Facebook is I think you have to stay on for a number of seconds, you know, like half a minute or so before it really registers. I think that's how it works. But anyway, that would
John,
be a
do you have to have an iPhone to do Facebook Live?
You can do Facebook Live from any app. I do it on my phone all the time, the live. I did try it on my app, and it wasn't working, so I had to go back to my phone. But you can get it on the phone, no problem.
Could you put that in the chat where what Facebook's person that's with?
It is John Whelan.
It's for you specifically in your chat.
Yes, I do.
I mean, in your Facebook.
Yeah, I do. It's on my personal Facebook. I do it. I've been doing it for over 6 years. So, but it should.
Okay, got it.
It should pop up.
But
that would be a really great birthday present for me as far as helping my, because the numbers are really down low for some reason or other. And I think Facebook has really screwed up the algorithm stuff big time. I've talked to a lot of musicians that have the same problem. So they're not reaching the same number of people they normally were reaching before. But if you can, no big deal. But I'd love to see you. All right, so here we go. Doubts number 9, The Flogging Reel and St. Anne.
Thank you.
Sorry. Stiff, thank you so much. I hope you had a good time and you enjoyed the tunes. I think I've got like a ton of tunes on that list that we didn't do today. Maybe I can